Sota Perek Tes Mishnah Base 9-2. The Mishnah continues on with Egla Rufa, and we say here, Nimtza Tamun Bagal, if you find the corpse has been buried under a mound, meaning like a mound of stones, or of sand for that matter, Otoli Ve'ilan, or if he's hanging from a tree, the corpse is hanging from a tree, Otsaf Al Panei HaMayim, or he is floating on water, Loheyu Orphan, then this whole topic doesn't apply. We won't do the decapitation of that calf. Shneemar, as the pasuk says, we're darshing three words here. Ba'adama, the first pasuk said, ki yimatze chalal ba'adama, when you find a corpse in the land. And we're not to say, nofel basadeh, having fallen in the field. So we're going to darshan those three words. Ba'adama means like on the land. Velo tamun bagal, as opposed to being hidden away, where you can't see him, not on the face of the land, like under a mound. Nofel, he has to be sort of lying there, like as a corpse lies after he's been murdered. Below Tali Be'ilan, he can't be like dangling vertically, meaning even if, let's say, like he's half, if he's in an upright position, like hanging from a tree or something, then even if he was murdered not by hanging, but let's say by, you know, by a sword or something, still it's exempt. And Besadeh, on the field, below Tzaf Al Panei Amayim, it can't be that he's floating on the water, he has to be like on the field proper, on the ground, connected to the ground, attached to the ground. Now, nimtza samuch lasfar. If he's found, the corpse is found near the border of Eretz Yisrael, like with the neighboring, you know, non-Jewish lands. I mean, there's no town between the corpse and the border. So now, truth is, even if there's other cities on the other side of him, but if even closer than the border, but if he's at the borderland, so the thought is that he has endangered himself because that's where he is. Endangering his own life. The drasha basically is that's ki matze chalal, when you find a corpse, as opposed to someone who's himtzi atzmo lemisa, someone who makes himself ready to be murdered, God forbid. So the point is, he did something dangerous and went like to the borderlands, and now they say, wow, you went onto the Syrian border and you got killed. Well, I mean, that's not the culpability, then falls on the reckless behavior of the murder person, it would seem, and not on the ostensible failings of the local authorities and the local Bezdin to ensure that society is just, because it seems like it was, you know, done by non-Jews, presumably. Or if nimsa samuch, not only that, but it's if he finds it ole'ir sheruba nachrim, if the closest town is a Gentile city, again, meaning a borderland, so you've got now Gentiles living there, so this person was found in the outskirts of Ramallah, what did you expect exactly? Presuming it's not a Jew who killed him, and therefore we're not going to try to figure out which is the closest city by method of measuring to guess, you know, when we have a suffix, and you don't know how to solve a suffix of where the murder is from, so we would go with, you don't have a chazaka. If you don't have a rov, then you're left with karov, proximity. So we're going to assume that the murderer came from the closest city, and if it's not a Jewish city, we're going to say this person, we're not going to assume it's a Jewish murderer at all. Ole'ir she'im ba bezdin. Now the third case is a little different. It says, or if he was found close to a city that doesn't have a bezdin, meaning a bezdin of 23. Now, in the first two cases, if he's found on the border or by a non-Jewish town, then we're not going to do the process at all. If he's found near a small town which doesn't have a bezdin of 23, for whatever reason, whether it's small or big, so then the missionary says, lo haya orphan. We don't do this procedure. That's only true for the first two cases. In the third case, what happens is we would measure it to the next closest city that does have a bezin of 23, and that one actually would be the one who would, their bezin would be the ones who participate in the arifa, as the Mishnah says here, in modin ele meir sheyesh ba bezin. You don't measure to a city other than one that has a bezin. Although it says me'ir from a city, it means like le'ir, to a city that has a bezin. A stance for the reason why must be because we're holding like that bezin to have sort of like jurisdiction over this whole region. They're the big bezin of 23. They're the ones who should have been responsible. Nimtza mechuvan bein shtei ayarot. What if you find it exactly in the middle between two cities? Right in the middle, on the line. It's equidistant from two separate towns. So according to this Shitir Rabbi Eliezer, the rule is, Mevios Shtea Galos, they bring two calves, one for each city, says Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds there's such a thing as, he says, Efshel Etzamtzem, it's possible that it's exactly, perfectly, down to the nanometer, equidistant between two cities. So each one has to bring. But although the Mishnah doesn't say this, the Chacham disagree. They say no. There's no such thing as, if you can't be that precise in your measurement. If you could, you would know who was closer, and therefore there's only one city obligated. Just we don't know because of our measurement, the uncertainty for measurements, just some margin of error. So then both cities will bring it, and they'll make a tanai. They'll say whichever one was the one who was supposed to be bringing it, that's the one for whom we're bringing this calf, but in total only one is brought, and that's the din. Ve'en Yerushalayim mevia egla rufa. Separately, if the city that's measured is Jerusalem itself, it's not going to be the one who's going to be bringing the elders to do the egla rufa, because the pasuk which said l'rishta, it's in the land that Hashem gave you to inherit, well, the original allocation of Eretz Yisrael didn't include Yerushalayim. It wasn't part of the original, like, Yerush, if you will. It was a neutral land, and therefore it's exempt from the halachas of Egla Rufa. So therefore, if you would find one near Jerusalem, you'd end up bringing it from the closest city that has a Bezer 23 besides for Jerusalem.